Radio, lost discs, radio, lost discs, radio, lost discs, radio, lost discs, radio.
This is Maxwell Smart, Agent 86, calling control. My wristwatch radio is at the jeweler's, and I don't have time to get to my shoe phone, so I'm using my Thai class miniature sending set. I'll report what's happening as I go along.
He's never caught one spy, I'm told. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from this. But he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
Sure, all right, whatever you say, you know. That's the exact same song that we started off this radio show with 3 weeks ago. Or was it two? 2 weeks ago when Bob Denver passed away. You know, TV's Gilligan.
Right. Are you sure about that?
What? Am I sure
about
what?
That he died. No, that we started the show with that song.
Yeah, you know why? Because I was trying to tie in Bob Denver, right, TV's Gilligan, with Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, for those who
because
die
because of that movie.
Oh,
and
for
I
those
just
who think young.
Well, and I happened to play that Nancy Sinatra song there about the last of the secret agents, just because it's some kind of a hip like 1966 chick a go go type record, right? And you know, so it ties in. We're setting the whole theme. Well, who knew that like 2 weeks later, Doc?
Yeah.
Get Smart would die.
Don Adams.
Now was his name on the show Get Smart? Was that his name? What was the
Maxwell
guy?
Smart.
Maxwell Smart, right. So Don Adams passed away this past Sunday. Now what are we doing? Let's get our bearings here, people. We're on the air live now. It is September 30th of 2005. And folks, if you want to be in touch with us and if you want to pay your respects to Smart, right?
Right.
What was the guy's name? His name was
Don Adams.
All right.
Maxwell Smart.
You should get an email to us. But our typical email thing that's been up for the past like 2 years is down. It's been down for several weeks, and we don't know. We just don't know. Okay. There are people behind the scenes working feverishly. Can I have another Schlitz, by the way?
Hey, when you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
I'm more sober than I was last weekend, but that's changing. Okay.
So what do we have? How can they get in touch with us? Lost this radio at yahoo.com.
So what you want to do is... Oh, that's true. Oh, hold on. Again, too many things are happening. Once too much information, people are hip and they're getting on board. Let's take care of the email situation. you can only email us tonight if you need to, if you have to.
With a Schlitz.
It got really quiet all of a sudden. By going on your computer, first of all, right? You get on there and you email it to LostDiscsRadio
@yahoo.com.
All right, and that's our old email address from many moons ago, but it still works. And it'll get it there, I guess. And we'll shout back to you live on the air tonight. Okay.
Hey, can I ask a question before
we
start?
Do it. Doc, ask me something.
If my memory serves me correctly, way, way, way back.
Your memory.
Which is sketchy at the least.
At what?
Now listen, back, right?
Yes.
If I'm mistaken, I might be wrong.
What?
Here's what it is.
How many beers do I have open?
The original... No, when you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer, you see. Now, listen to me. You're not listening to me.
Keep talking.
All right, yes.
Come on.
We here at Lost Disc Radio, we're big fans of people with two first names. Like, they have a first name and a last name, but the last name could also be a first name.
Like Don Adams.
I believe that started with Don Adams. I believe that started
that. Someone's going to touchdown. What?
Oh, yeah. Kristen Frank in our studio audience, okay?
So people are what?
Right.
People in the studio with two first names.
Married to Steve Frank. Like, he has two first male names. Like that. There's a whole new category here. Women who have first names of a male and a last name of a... I don't know.
Doc, I'm glad you're being frank with me. Because...
Oh, you see...
No, okay.
Now, here's the thing. Don Adams started that whole thing, I think.
Of having two first names?
No, there have been people before him that had two,
You mean for us
for
being
us,
a craze for
that
us.
I noticed it. And now are we going to pay any tribute to that? Is there something on the show tonight planned for a flashback to one of our, I think it was our second show.
That we got in on the whole.
We did some Don Adams stuff. We did.
You know, you're exactly right about that.
Yep.
And no, there's no flashback clip.
What?
You got to give me a little heads up on that. Here's what is going to happen tonight.
It's been,
now,
what, 4 weeks since I gave you back creative control,
and you're
already dropping the ball.
Now stand by, because this is going to be exciting. All right, first of all, tonight on the show, there is going to be a lot of Get Smart action. All right? So that's going to be helpful to you.
All right.
Number two, it's going to be, there's going to be some Michael Ketter action. Now, coming up, now what do I mean by that? Now calm down, people. What I mean by that is that we've been very concerned now over the past 2 weeks about our friend Michael Ketter. In Pittsburgh, okay? We all know the story, okay? But the latest news after 2 weeks is that, well, there's some improvements, okay? And in about a half hour from now, we're going to send out our first official Lost Discs Radio Show Get Well card. And the reason I'm announcing that now is because we need everybody who's listening to get on board with that. It's sort of like, think your positive thoughts and send your positivity into the hospital and help revive the man. And see if we can't get him up and around again ASAP, man, ASAP.
What does that stand for?
You dig? Right. So here we go. It's going to be a groovy night tonight. We'll take care of this. You know, every week it's like a new tragedy around here. Like, first of all, it started at the end of summer. You had Olivia Newton-John and Pat Robertson was bad-mouthing, talking about killing people, you know, because of God and stuff. And then you had the big hurricane. The tragedy of the hurricane in New Orleans. And people, if you haven't already donated to the Red Cross, do it. Okay, number two, then Bob Denver. Then Bob Denver dies, right? TV's Bob Denver, Gilligan.
Right.
And then there's another hurricane. And then Michael Ketter falls ill.
Right.
And now Don Adams. It's like week after week, we just have to take care of these issues.
Well, music heals.
That's
and especially good music, like the kind we play.
Yeah. Okay. That's why we're doing it here tonight.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, get in on that email action.
It's the healing show.
You have to do it on the old way. It's LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. Please, people, you must spell the word discs.
With a C.
In 30 minutes, Control Headquarters is going to turn into a freakout.
Lost Disc Radio. 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 Lost Disc Radio.
Lost Disc Radio. Lost Disc Radio. Lost Disc Radio.
A few minutes, a dozen of them will break in here with guns and knives and kill me. Well, it could be worse. At least I still have my health.
Lost Discs Radio.
If you think this is a comedy, you're crazy.
Always says, an agent should die with his boots off, but not with his pants off. It just doesn't look good.
Smart girl,
you need a fresh
Where does the wild set, the jet set, the Hollywood star set get their kicks?
Hey, it's the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
I've had a lot of wonderful memories. I don't want to get sentimental, but I'd like to leave a special message for Agent 99. I've never really had a chance to tell her this before, but she's really a great guy.
Lost Discs Radio.
You know how much I want you. This brand new sweater I wore, my favorite slacks. I only want to please you. I won't bite you. Give a girl a break. I'm doing all I can. How long you gonna tease me, Max? You're such a wicked man. You know whose lips I'd die for. Not Clyde's or Claude's or Jack's. Oh, you could make me happy. Roar a little, claw a little. You're my tiger.
Grateful Dead are alive and living in Beverly Hills.
Simon and Garfunkel fell off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Music 1965.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that, Chief.
Thank you.
missed by that much.
Man, we're really swinging on the planet. A Lost Discs radio show.
What would the chief do if he were in my place? Of course, that's it. I'll look it up in the control handbook. Let's see now. A, B, C, D. Here it is. Emergency conditions. Question. What does an agent do when he is cornered in an alley at night, faced by an unknown number of assailants and is out of ammunition? Answer. Whistle a happy tune.
A superior court order has cut out certain Hollywood stars' names from this commercial.
What are we going to do?
Don't panic, 99. Don't panic. Now, let's try and think of this thing with a nice, clear, cool head. There's only one thing we can do.
What is it?
Panic.
So we've got to do something.
Lost Discs Radio.
Sure shot.
I got a pretty girl and she left with a ball away.
Yeah, yeah. What's that? What's going down over there? Hey, that's now. Come on, man. Sky Saxon and his blues band, man. Sky Saxon and the Seeds. But really, it was the Seeds with Sky Saxon. But
is that the same Pushing Too Hard?
Yeah, exactly. But they called it. They put out an album as Sky Saxon and his Sky Blues Band or something like that. A CD
Blue Skies Band.
What is it? It's a CD album of bluesy things. I don't know. You know who could tell you? I'll tell you where I got that song from.
Joe Stax.
Are you ready? No, better than that. Are you? I don't know if you're prepared for me that I'm going to tell you this now, Doc. Cosmic Debris.
Hey, he sent something through the mail?
Well, he hipped me up in a certain way and made something available for me. Here's what you do. Saturday nights, you're sitting around, right? Sitting around on a Saturday night.
No, not me. I'm out partying.
You're sitting around on a Saturday night. All right.
I'm driving my truck through the woods.
Now, come on.
I'm riding mini bikes up and down and all over, speeding up and down.
Folks.
Stopping, no nothing.
Folks, what you don't know is that's not funny. It's too true. Okay, now here's the thing of it. You're sitting around. Let's suppose you are sitting around, and you got yourself a shortwave radio. You dial up 7415 kilohertz there, starting about 6 p.m. Eastern time zone, and you're gonna groove into, okay, the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show. Now that's Cosmic Debris and Jane, and they do this. It's a really cool show. They dig some groovy stuff, and they were playing some Sky Saxon action, and I emailed in over to Cosmic Debris and said, whoa, man, the Sky Saxon action hit me up, and, well, he hipped me up. So we heard their Pretty Girl from Sky and those guys, and thanks to Cosmic and for everything else that goes on around there and that he takes care of at WBCQ. speaking of shows on BCQ, you know what you should do on Sunday, Doc?
What?
You should be doing it on Sunday. Now, you're going to appreciate this. I got to tell you about this. On Sundays at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. you tune on your 7415 kilohertz on the shortwave. You know what you should be digging?
Okay, well, what?
The Hour of Slack.
Oh, nice. New show?
The new show, The Hour of Slack.
Hour of Slack.
Brought to you by the Church of the Subgenius. And
Subgenius?
The Church of the Subgenius.
All right.
Brings you an Hour of Slack.
That's nice.
And it's on, right now it's on Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern.
So it's kind of like going to Mass.
It's exactly like going to Mass.
At the Church of the
Sub-Zeros? It's exactly like worshiping God in a church. Exactly like that. There is nothing different about it. So tune it in and find out how different it isn't. And it's fantastic programming brought to you on WBCQ, shortwave, and internet. But, you know, you can't say that these days. Before all of this insanity with Sky Saxon, it was the Gates of Eden. Off the Jubilee Records label with miniskirts, and I swear to God that, come on, what's his ass in REM? Who's that guy's name?
Michael,
Stipe. Thank you. Stipe. Michael, is it Stipe?
Stipe.
Stipe with a T in the middle? Good old what's his ass there in REM. Now look, of course we all love REM, okay, but that's besides the point. He rewrote that song, right? That song's going, and if you were to stand in a place where you live and rip it off, think about the records that you heard and rewrite them again and again and again, it'll be a big hit and we won't give them any credit for writing once more at the thing. Okay. So anyway, the Gates of Eden had it in 1966.
You know what would be great if we could get a vintage clip of Gates of Eden doing that, right?
Right.
And had the people actually dancing like the way they danced in the video.
Yeah.
Like rip off not just the words, but the dance too.
Oh.
Like, could you imagine that if there was a dance craze?
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, like a mod 60s dance craze.
Yeah, like a weird thing.
And they
thing.
Ripped it off for the video.
Right, and they ripped it off for the video and to see who could figure it out. And maybe there's a prize like $1 million and we'll win it.
Wow. Hey, before that, Al Hurt was wailing on the high trumpet there with his Get Smart theme. And yes, before that, ladies and gentlemen, it was Barbara Feldon. No, kidding. Barbara Feldon, Agent 99 herself, off the RCA Victor label. I'm holding the 45 in my hand now. We played the B-side of this record called Max, and the A-side was called 99. Okay, that did not hit the charts, but that's what we're all about here at the Lost Discs Radio Show. Before that was Beverly Bremers. Beverly Bremers off the Scepter label with Get Smart Girl. And we kicked it off this set with the incredible sounds of the M6 with I'm Your Man. Are you digging that? Man, they were out of Britain, out of, 1966 action from the M6. Who else is going to do it for you?
Hey, tell people where they can see the M6 in their one and only live movie performance.
The M6 appeared in a movie called The Ghost Goes Gear.
which starred
Spencer Davis.
Spencer Davis Group.
Of this
and a very young...
17-year-old Steve Winwood.
Hey, we got several emails in here tonight on the alternative email. People are saying, finally, we can send emails because we have not been giving this email out. Because what we really want is for people to send something to the P.O. Box, ladies and gentlemen. Quick, give them the address, Doc.
What? Oh, 157 North Haven, Connecticut. USA, 06473. P.O. Box.
Yes, we wonder why we don't get anything in it. But on the email tonight, people are sending it to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Here's who did it. Rabishu down in West Texas. He's shouting out, got a great signal out there. Everyone's getting a great signal tonight. Chris Augustus down in East Tennessee. Cosmic Debris himself emailed in, and he's getting a booming signal on 7415 and 5105 kilohertz shortwave. In Maryland, also Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota. And this just in from Mark Sinicki. Let's check this one out right now. Would you believe that Don Adams? Yes, Don Adams was the voice of Tennessee Tuxedo. Thank you. I'm glad somebody brought that up.
Tennessee Tuxedo will not fail.
Tuxedo will not fail. And yada, yada, yada. He's got all kinds of stuff. He was also the spokesman for the AMF Skittle Games.
Oh.
Such as the Skittle Bowling and the Skittle Pool, right? Not to be confused with the rainbow-colored size bite-sized candy Skittles. Mark, he's asking for Tennessee Tuxedo action. Mark, I tried all week to get something from Tennessee Tuxedo, and I failed. But I want you to know, this is Mark in Bay City, Michigan.
Dr. Doc Brown will not fail. We'll get it for you next week there, buddy.
Tennessee Tuxedo may not fail, and Dr. Doc Brown certainly won't fail, but I failed on getting some of that. But I did try, and I was on board with trying to get that. So I'm glad somebody else is out there thinking in the same wavelength. Speaking of people that think on the same wavelength, tonight, folks, on the Lost Discs radio show, it is September 30th of 2005. This is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you. Dr. Doc Brown is sitting in with you. And everybody stand by now for a little bit of groovy action like this.
The Lost Discs radio show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Oh, no, it's her.
Yes, it is. It is, Chesty. Come on over, Chesty. What have you got for us tonight?
Full-bodied, even in low sound.
Woo!
Hey,
yes.
That
means something.
I want to hear The Ventures tonight. You know The Ventures, that great instrumental group?
Yeah, man.
They covered a song that I really dig that the Pyramids did.
Yeah, the Pyramids did
The
it.
Pyramids did.
Yes, it is. Tell them, Chesty.
I didn't even know that. Is that what it is?
That's what it is, Dr. Doc Brown.
See, this is why
Dr. Doc Brown is the doctor.
That's why he's the doctor.
I'm the doctor.
All right, let's do it, Chesty.
Penetration. I enjoy penetration very much.
Thank you.
chaos does have ways of making a man talk. If you are captured, and if it looks really tough, this may be your one ace in the hole. This pill, when swallowed, will bring painless death in about 20 seconds. Are there any questions?
How do I get them to take it?
First thing I did as soon as I got to Vegas, right off my golf course, I played a really tough... I'll tell you how tough this course was. First hole I took, let's see, 16, 18, 26, 32. That got me off the tee. Then I had 17 lost balls, 3 in the ball washer. I finally ended up on the green in 49, but I had a tough break. 3 putted. Ended up the day with a 296. Which isn't bad, but I get tired after 4 holes. I don't like to play too much. I had a wonderful experience on the golf course today. I had a hole in nothing. Missed the ball and sank the divot. I was out last week. I was on the first tee. I was by myself. And some guy came along, total stranger, never seen him before. And he said, "Do you mind if I play along with you?" I said, "No, no, glad to have you. Get up and hit." This guy gets up on the first tee, takes out a brand new ball, puts it down, gets up, takes a big swing, right into the lake. Takes out another new ball, right into the lake. Takes out another new ball, over the fence, into the road. So I said to him, I said, "Look, why don't you use an old ball?" And he said, "I've never had any." Golfers are all crazy, you know. They're all out of their minds. I tell you the true story. Happened to a friend of mine. Came into the 18th hole, he was 4 under par. Now, on the 18th hole, he took a 17. Now he broke every club in his bag, took the bag, threw it into the lake, walked into the locker room, into the washroom, took out a razor blade, slashed both wrists, held them over the sink. Another guy walked in, said, "You want to play tomorrow?" He said, "What time?" They're all crazy. 2 guys are on the first tee, and there's another guy on the first fairway, about 200 yards out, and these 2 guys are in a hurry. So the one guy says, "Go ahead, Joe, hit. You'll never hit him, he's 200 yards out." So Joe gets up, swings, line drive, hits the guy right in the head, drops him like an ox in the middle of the fairway. Now the 2 guys rush down, and there's the guy laid out in the middle of the fairway with a golf ball embedded in his skull. He says, "My God, Joe, what are you going to do?" He says, "Well, I think I'll take my wedge."
Radio feature of the week.
And now, the Lost Discs Radio Show sends out a groovy Get Well card to Michael Ketter.
You're well, you're well, you're well, you're well. That's going out to Michael Ketter.
Beautiful. God, it's God. I said God.
That's nice to hear from Michael Ketter.
Shizzle my bizzle. It's God, damn it. Yeah, that's really cool.
God knows I've been changed, and I'm gonna heal you deep inside with the glory that is the hole in the center of the 45, my friend. Just look deep into the center of the record, friend. Just look deep into the center of the record, and the lost glory of the disc will find you. Dave.
All right, now this is where we need everybody to get on board and start being groovy, because this is a get well card for Michael Ketter. So all you people like us, all you people that are concerned about Michael's condition and his situation, well, this is your chance to do something about it. Now, a lot of people have been doing things about it. People have been having moments of silence, and people have been sending their prayers and their thoughts his way. And it's all been very, very good, and it's been very, very positive, and we know it's making a difference so far. apparently, he's getting a little bit better. Apparently, he's still unconscious. All right, but that's why we're sending out this particular card tonight. Now, we want him to react. I will feel much, much better when he is revived. Now, that can take as long as he needs to, right? A coma is not necessarily a bad thing. So he's protecting himself. So we're going to do what we can tonight to send out some groovy vibes. Now, Doc, are you on board with us here? We want to know. Because we need your good vibes too, Doc.
Oh, 100%, absolutely. Like I said last week.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun to be around.
He's the kind of guy that's so... You can't imagine not being around a guy like Michael Ketter.
If the big convention next year?
Right, at the Winterfest?
Right, you know? Like, that's just, that was the thing.
If he could be healthy enough to attend that, well, right. We'll see about that. But right. Just at least to get him back up
and around. Or the year after that. I mean, whatever. Right. You know, like you said, however long it takes, doesn't matter.
Well, let's get him back into that Pittsburgh studio. That's step number one. Back at the Complex Variable studio. So here we go, folks. Now, the record we're going to send out for him tonight, you can all groove on it and send your positivity into Pittsburgh, into that hospital room. Okay. And on the one hand, it's kind of a guy meets girl kind of thing, but dig the chorus on this, because this is what we want from Michael. We want him to react. We want him to be revived. And this is why we've got the fireballs tonight. Oh, yeah, let's dig it. With a little number out of 1968. Come on, react. This goes out to Michael.
You've got your bag and I've got mine. Maybe we can get together, get some. Come on, react. I
now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Lost Discs Radio.
My brilliant brain will do the trick.
Get with it. Let's go to a freakout.
Lost Discs Radio.
I'm going to say a word, and then you respond with the first word that comes into your mind. Are you ready? Boy. Girl. Black. White. Win. Lose. Very good. Very bad. Stop. Go.
No, no.
Yes, yes. All right.
All wrong.
And one more thing. If my luck runs out, I don't want a real fancy funeral or anything. I'd just like my friends to get together someplace and try their best to bring me back to life.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show, what's going down? Well, it's September 30th of 2005, and we've heard in from Texas, Tennessee, Maryland, Minnesota, and Michigan tonight. And it looks like the BCQ signal is blanketing all over the North Atlantic here, ladies and gentlemen, on a 7.415 megahertz and on 5.105 megahertz. Once again, the email, if you want to get in on it, is not like it used to be. Now you got to go to lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, at least for the time being. Well, we're going to go back to that, and we'll see. You got about 3 minutes to email in before the night's out and see if you want to get in on the action. Once again, Doc, we've come up just a hair short of material because we talk so fast. But you feel okay about the whole Don Adams thing? Okay.
Good. We did it justice. It was nice. Yeah. Maybe some other time we'll revisit the original comedy we did that made us like the fact that he has two names that are both names of males, Don and Adams.
I'll dig for that. Right. Although, you know what?
And I'm not Kristen sure. Frank in the studio tonight.
Yeah, I want to tell you something.
Right? There's a girl.
Can I tell you something?
There's two right there.
Tell you something exciting about that. You know, 9 o'clock Eastern on the WBCQ internet feed, they rerun our archived programs of this show.
Right.
And occasionally I check that out just to see which one they're running. They run occasionally the really, really old shows, like our first, second, third show.
Right.
And I'm not so sure that they weren't running that show this morning.
Really?
This very morning. They were running like show number 2 or 3. And it may have been the one where we played the...
Well, that's uncanny.
Is he drunk yet? Because if he gets that excited about the number 2, he's got to be
on something. It's the Plow King. Hey, I have something here, real quick.
All right, hurry up. I got your theme music.
All right. Just this week, a new Supreme Court justice was nominated. It was going to be the absolute king of the Supreme Court, right? Chief Justice.
Yeah.
I heard his first order of business is to suspend term limits so that George Bush can run and win again.
No.
Wake up, Michael!
No.
Michael, wake up! This is what's happening in your country right now. Wake up, Michael.
Wow. Michael. If there was ever a time to wake up.
Thank you.